This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am here with Richard Barnes. He's with Trellis Growing Systems, and I'm really excited, Richard, that you're joining us this morning because you are new to AgWire.com. So, you know, I want to start off talking about the background and how Trellis Growing Systems got started and where your company is focused, your unique company in the agricultural industry, and so let's talk secondly about that.
Okay, well, thank you, Joanne. We're pleased to be here. I was actually a grower. We started growing blackberries, a small farm here in Indiana in Wells County, about 11 years ago. And like most growers, we were having issues with different aspects of the operation. My research put me in contact with some researchers at the USDA in Kearneysville, West Virginia, and they had been working on a trellis system for blackberries. And working with them, they encouraged me, at that time we weren't a company yet, to apply for a grant through the SBIR program, USDA. We applied, received the grant, and at that moment, that's when Trellis Growing Systems was conceived. That was in the summer of 2007. We have since then received several other grants, a couple more from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to develop our trellising system, as well as some shading structures that we're developing. And then the state of Indiana also has helped us out with a couple grants. So we started back then. The company is still relatively small. We started to develop our business model, and the business model today is really focusing on commercial growers in the Midwest, and that's where the greatest opportunities lie for our technology.
So, Richard, how many commercial growers are in the Midwest? Is this really looking to be an emerging crop for farmers in the Midwest, or are there actually more blackberries being grown than most people realize?
No, that's what's exciting about our technology. The blackberry varieties will not survive the winters of the Midwest. They are, historically, blackberries have been grown in the more temperate areas of, like, the lower Midwest, say Arkansas, clear across to Georgia. And, of course, the majority of the blackberries have been coming out of California. And with our technology, the rotating cross-arm trellis, we can rotate the canes down to the ground, near the ground, in the winter. And if necessary, we can cover those canes with a floating row cover. That enables the canes to survive the winter with little to no cane damage. And what this does is it opens up a whole new opportunity and industry for growers in the Midwest.
You know, I want to talk about two things. First, let's talk about some of the challenges. You mentioned that most of the blackberries can't survive in the Midwest, which sounds like you've actually obviously overcome that issue. But what are some other challenges that Midwestern farmers have faced, such as yourself, in growing blackberries?
Well, like with any business, there's multiple challenges. What our technology enables the growers to do is, first of all, survive the winter. Without that, without a crop and a consistent crop year to year, it's very difficult to build a business, on such unpredictability. So with that, we now have a predictable crop every year. Some of the other challenges that would be everything from, say, site selection. Okay, you're going to want to have, obviously, good ground. One thing about blackberries is they'll grow on a variety of soils. Drainage is about the biggest issue in regard to the soil conditions. Other issues would be the labor. With our market, with our business model that we have for growers, it is labor intensive, especially compared to the methods that row crop farmers would use today. I mean, they can run several thousand acres with a handful of people, and during the harvest season for blackberries, you will need, they are hand-picked, okay, you will need labor, and that labor is obtainable through, if not through local sources, through H-2A program, which is a government-sponsored program for bringing in migrant workers for those duties. But I would say those are the main issues that we would have. One of the things, and obviously it's a new technology, our system's a new technology for growing blackberries, but just growing blackberries in general is very new to the growers. So we offer advisor services, and with the commercial growers, we come in and we help them with every step of the way, from site selection, plant selection, clear through to marketing of the fruit. So it's almost like a turnkey program. There's not one aspect of it that they would ever have to go out and discover on their own. We pull our different commercial growers. Right now we have approximately 9. It's changing constantly. We're probably up to 10 commercial growers that we have right now in the Midwest. And we use the experiences from all those growers and what we learn from that to help educate and manage all the new farms that come online.
So, Richard, what are the opportunities then, you know, in terms of what's the market size for blackberries and what's the potential revenue potential for these growers after you factor in some of the challenges that you mentioned, such as labor?
The revenue opportunities are great, and there's a couple reasons for that. During the harvest period, which would be typically in the Midwest, you'd be harvesting the fruit, the blackberries, from, say, mid-July through maybe the end of August, maybe even into September. And there, historically, there's been no production of blackberries that period of time in the U.S., and I should say very little production. There's some coming out of California and Washington State for the fresh market, but very little at that time. What controls the timing, two things. It's the variety of blackberry that you grow, and it's also your geographical location. Blackberries only bear fruit once a year on the canes, and depending where you're at, if you're in the colder climates, it's going to be later in the season, and if you're down like in Georgia and so forth, it may start as early as May, maybe your harvest. So because the supply and demand in the past, there's been low supply during the summer months that we'd be producing because most of the berries that aren't produced in the U.S. are coming out of Mexico. So that low supply has caused higher prices during that time. And that's a big advantage for Midwest growers. A typical price in May may be $12, $13 a flat. And we've seen the last few years the average has been between $15 and $20 a flat. Same product, but basically we're supplying it at a peak period for pricing, a low period for production. So that's the big advantage of what our system will do also.
So do you foresee then, Richard, or would growers add the blackberries as an additional crop, or do you see them as becoming blackberry farmers?
Well, we have both. I'd say right now it's about 50-50. We have, I'll give you some examples. We have a commercial farm we put in Ohio just this year, and the farmer has been growing row crops and grows tomatoes, and they want to diversify. You know, they want to diversify. They have kids coming up that will be coming into the business. They're looking for alternative crops, other income sources for that farm. We also have a farm in Iowa that we're putting in this year, 20 acres. And they're a very diverse farm. They do row crops. But, you know, they also have some livestock and some other ag-related businesses and so forth. So they're looking at it as, expanding their family business enterprise. Then we have some people that come in that basically have not even been farming, maybe at all, but they look at it as a business opportunity. So, as I mentioned, we're probably about 50-50 there. What we're focusing on and what we like, I would say, what we really prefer would be to work with existing farmers, maybe just row crop farmers. But typically, almost every farm has some ground that's maybe marginal for row crop farming because of the size of it, the location of it, maybe it's a little hilly or so forth. And many times, a blackberry planting can fit that those areas quite well. So they can take some marginal ground and do something very very productive with it.
So, Richard, you're going to be at Farm Progress coming up here in just a few weeks in Decatur, Illinois, and people will be able to talk to you, see the trellis system, interact with it. So where's your booth at Farm Progress?
Yes, we're in booth 575.
And if they can't make it to Farm Progress, although I know most growers will be there, where else can they go to get more information about your trellis growing blackberry growing system?
Well, yeah, I would welcome any calls. If they're welcome to call me directly, and I enjoy talking to any inquiries. My phone number would be 260-241-3128. And then, of course, we have a website, trellisgrowingsystems.com.
Okay. And, Richard, would you be open to pre-scheduling some meetings during Farm Progress? So if some people started calling you in the next couple weeks that will be at Farm Progress, would they be able to pre-schedule a time to meet with you during the show?
Absolutely, yes. And even if it's more convenient after the show or pre-show or whatever, we're very flexible that way. We certainly welcome any calls.
So we'll be checking in with you at Farm Progress and see how things are going and get a sense of, you know, how growers are reacting. So we're looking forward to that. Well, thanks, Richard, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.